Unit 6, Humanity and Nature.
Welcome to Our Planet, your favourite environmental-themed programme. This week, we take a look at environmental pollution. With me today is John Green, an environmentalist who's going to tell us why pollution happens. Welcome to the programme, John.
Thank you for having me.
Firstly, let's talk about the human impact on the environment. How do people affect the environment?
Unfortunately, human activity has a huge negative impact on the environment. The consequence is that animal and plant species are disappearing faster than at any time before. On the one hand, it's the result of climate change, but on the other hand, it's also the result of additional human activity. Just take the mindless cutting down of trees or the burning of rainforests. It's high time people realised that precious animal and plant species are disappearing and natural wonders are vanishing as a result of our irresponsible behaviour.
One of the negative results of human behaviour is air pollution. What is it caused by?
Man-made sources of air pollution include the burning of fossil fuels, exhaust gases released from cars, agricultural activities like the use of fertilisers, pesticides and insecticides, but also common everyday things we can't imagine our life without, such as cooking and heating. It is also important to mention that human behaviour is not the only source of air pollution. There are also natural sources like volcanic eruptions, wildfires, sandstorms, wind-blown dust and pollen, all of which pollute the environment.
What about lakes, ponds, rivers, streams and other water bodies? What causes their pollution?
There are three main sources of water pollution: industry, agriculture and households. The most significant pollutants are toxic materials from factories, which are discharged into lakes, ponds and rivers. In the same way, water is contaminated by chemicals like fertilizers, pesticides and insecticides, which are used in agriculture. And last but not least, water pollution is caused by domestic waste and household detergents.
What about soil pollution?
People contribute a great deal to soil pollution. Homes, schools and restaurants produce huge amounts of solid waste, such as plastic, glass and paper, which are dumped into landfill. In the same way, industrial waste from factories is commonly deposited into landfill. These are the major sources of soil pollution, since pollutants are released into the ground and contaminate the soil.
What can ordinary people do to protect the environment?
Fortunately, people are becoming more and more aware of the importance of protecting the environment for future generations. One of the most acute problems people need to face is plastic waste. In order to keep nature clean and safe for both people and animals, people should reduce the consumption of single-use plastic bags, straws and plastic bottles. In the same way, it's important to focus on recycling. In the household, there are items like toothbrushes, batteries and clothes that can be collected and recycled into new items. Furthermore, in order to save water resources, it's important to reduce water consumption by shortening shower times and turning the tap off while brushing your teeth. In addition, to reduce the amount of fuel burnt into the atmosphere, people should opt for simple things like walking or using a bike instead of a car, or using public transport or carpooling to school or work. People need to consider every possible way to protect the environment and take action to save the planet.
John Green, thank you for the valuable information on environmental pollution and for being with us today.